Welcome back, my friends, to My Utmost for His Highest for January 2nd. January 2nd, will you go out without knowing? Let's look at Hebrews 11:8. Hebrews 11:8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." And I've got this little flap right here, and it says, "Keep the faith." And when I flip it up, it says, "Continually go out on faith and know that he is holding your future." Have you ever gone out this way? If so, there is no logical possible answer when anyone asks you what you were doing. One of the most difficult questions to answer in Christian work is, what do you expect to do? You don't know what you are going to do. The only thing you know is that God knows what he is doing. Continually examine your attitude toward God to see if you are willing to go out in every area of your life, trusting in God entirely. It is this attitude that keeps you in constant wonder, because you don't know what God is going to do next. We sure don't, do we? Each morning as you wake, there is a new opportunity to go out, building your confidence in God. Do not worry about your life, not about the body, Luke 12:22. In other words, don't worry about the things that concerned you before you did go out. Have you been asking God what he is going to do? He will never tell you. God does not tell you what he is going to do. He reveals to you who he is. Do you believe in a miracle-working God? And you will go out in complete surrender to him until you are not surprised one iota by anything he does? That's really good. Believe God is always the God you know him to be when you are nearest to him. Then think how unnecessary and disrespectful worry is. Really, it is disrespectful because it's telling God you don't know what you're doing. Let the attitude of your life be a continual willingness to go out in dependence upon God, and your life will have a sacred and inexpressible charm about it that is very satisfying to Jesus. You must learn to go out through your convictions, creeds, or experiences until you have come to the point in your faith where there is nothing between yourself and God. So many great things in here. I love off to the side. I say, don't ask God what. Back in 1994, 30 years ago, it's been a long time since I wrote that. But to know who he is, and that's really important. God, not what am I going to do today, but who are you? I want him revealing his truth to me. But when this one part here, have you been asking God what he is going to do? He will never tell you. God does not tell you what he is going to do. He reveals to you who he is. That is such an important point right there, because God is not going to tell me today, Nancy, this and this is going to happen, because it might be some good things, it might be some bad things, right? But the thing is, all I have to be doing is learning more about him and how faithful he is and how generous he is and how gracious and loving that he is. That's what he wants me to focus on for today, not if I'm going to have a good day or a bad day, because any day with God is a good day. So I hope, my friends, today, as you go out and as you go out this year, make this the year that you just really trust God and that you just don't worry about so many things and just really be trusting that even if it is what you think is a bad day, maybe he's preparing something better for you down the road, or it's a way that you can be strengthened, or it's a way that you can go through a trial, have other people watch, and then they get strengthened. So there's so many things that can be going on in your life all at the same time. And I'm just trusting that God's got me. He's got me right here. And guess what? He has you right there too, my friend. He's holding you in his hands, and he wants to hold you all the way through 2024. And I pray this is going to be a great year. Maybe not so much you get money or a raise or things like that, happiness, but that you have happiness and joy in your heart because you know the one and only Savior, and he's got you right here. Have a great day going out, and come back again tomorrow for some more wisdom from our Lord. See you then.
You can order your own copy of the My Utmost for His Highest devotional book by going to utmost.org.
And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for him today. See you tomorrow.